No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I have the legendary Shoreline Mafia with me. You guys have been asking me to do this interview for like as long as I can remember. We're finally here. The whole gang. It was a tough negotiation to figure out who was going to sit at the table exactly, because you guys don't exactly roll with a small crew.
Hey, shout out Boogie though.
Yeah.
Boogie from the squad.
You know, I've been listening to you guys a lot, and I really feel like I learned a lot about lean from you guys.
Sponsored by Sprite.
Yeah. Oh, are you really? That's how this works?
Yeah, dude. Cut us a check, Sprite.
It's crazy because you guys are all up in the news now. You guys are the poster boys for lean.
We told them we didn't even want to do all that. They asked us about it. We told them we didn't want
to
do it.
Well, that was a strategy in its own way, right? Like, you know, we ain't going to talk to you about it.
They just took that shit and ran with it. We told them, like, yeah, I don't know. But like,
how did that even happen? How did they first get in touch about
it? They DM my homie Frankie. Not DM, no one tripping. They emailed him. They was like, yo, it's Fox. We want to do a story on your guys' music. And I said, what? Fox? Our music? I was like, y'all tripping. I was like, this definitely ain't going to be nothing cool. I was like, it ain't Vice. It ain't noisy. It's nothing cool. It's Fox. I'm like, we're not doing it. And then they called Frankie, and they like, first I thought it was fake.
Uh-huh.
And they called Frankie, yo, this Fox. Yo, we trying to get in contact with y'all. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. I'm straight. And then they was like, all right, we going to use some of y'all music anyways. I said, whatever. The whole motherfucking story was on us. I was like, what? I
was
like,
and they tricked us. No, they didn't even show our music. True.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, they showed our videos, but they were just talking shit.
They was talking mess.
Hey, fuck it, though. Shout out Fox 11.
It's so weird because I could think of about 5 million other rappers that have serious lean problems and are communicating it through videos. Why you guys? I mean, well, okay, to be fair, you guys do seem to go harder with it than pretty much anybody, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know why they chose us. Niggas been rapping about lean for ages,
decades,
centuries.
Yeah. And it feels like it's more popular now than it ever was. The shit is taking over the world.
Yeah, exactly.
They're about to have it in 7-Eleven and shit. Anyway, we need a little bit of backstory. Can we go around just the crew here? I mean, when we go outside, we have a million more people that we need names and identities for. But let's go around the table real quick. Definitely. And you want to get him in here first just so we could be orderly here?
My nigga Ron, the producer.
Ron, the producer.
So you produce the majority of the stuff?
Yeah. He produced the whole tape.
Most of the whole tape.
Can you point the mic right at your mouth? See, I should have done this before.
I produced the whole tape.
Adam 22, always doing this. I always got to point it at people. Yeah, just pull it in. You produced the whole tape. How long you known these guys? Been with them since day one or what?
No, they actually stole my beat.
They stole your beat? That's how this started?
Yeah.
Wait, maybe we should get that story out of the way before we move on here.
I was looking for some like West Coast type beats because we've always done all other types of beats.
Yeah, like this on some.
And then I was like, well, it's only right we do some West Coast shit. We from the West Coast. So I'm looking for beats, specifically his type of beats. I'm like looking for Ron Ron type beats.
And then
I find his SoundCloud. He has like old beats that he had posted. So I just took one off the SoundCloud, converted that shit to YouTube, MP3 shit. And then we rapped on it. That shit started just booming away.
Crazy. You still jugging producers or no?
Exactly. Hell yeah. I'll go on YouTube. But for the past months, we just been working with Ron Ron, so.
I ain't got no more producers.
I ain't had the need to look for any beats. This nigga got every type of beat.
Hey, shout out him off for sure.
He got every type of beat.
And shout out all the other producers that produce for Shoreline, man.
Any producer I ever took your beat, I fuck with you.
Oh, okay, finish. You're next up. Let's get a little introduction here.
Yeah. Well, me and this nigga basically started this shit, like, I don't know what, like 4 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
Like, right, like at the end of high school type shit.
Yeah. Your childhood friends?
Yeah.
Like high school friends?
In
high school?
Early high school.
Okay. So how'd you guys become friends in high school? You smoking weed, fingering girls in the bathroom or what?
Tagging and shit.
Tagging? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you guys are graph kids, right?
Yeah, so I'm from some crew. He's a few years younger than me. So I brought them all around, put them up on game, and we just became stupid tight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we wasn't rapping and doing really nothing. We was just like was going, just going crazy with each other, just like, you know, stealing, fucking bad shit. Bad
stealing.
Shit.
That's what high school's all about. Yeah. Stealing, graffiti. Yeah, people don't talk good. About that shit. Everybody's like, oh, I sold crack in high school. It's like, spray paint
we
and stealing
that,
candy
we
bars.
Was doing crazy shit.
Yeah, was kicking it deep. Yeah, breaking in condos and shit.
Oh, you guys were on that. All right, you guys different than me then. Yeah. Yeah, running up in homes. So you guys graduated high school together?
I graduated we went to different high schools. But
I finished at a continuation school.
Yeah, I finished from like a homeschool type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Hollywood High, and then I got kicked out of there and finished at, like, some homeschool type shit.
Did you skate?
I tried to skate. I mean, I skate around. I skate around everywhere. I used to.
Okay.
But I never, like, got into doing tricks and shit. But everyone I was around skated.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'd just be around nothing but skaters.
Hollywood High is, like, the most legendary skate school.
Yeah, exactly. I would just post in the front with all the skaters. Yeah. We would just kick it shit. That's, like, one of the spots where we would kick it at the most.
Definitely right there in the very front by the In-N-Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Were you guys drinking lean in high school, too?
Yeah, not really.
Like, end of it.
I wasn't getting that much lean.
Like whenever
it would come around, you feel me?
Yeah.
But when I learned how to get it, like...
I still don't understand how to get it. You want to put me on game?
Mm. Oh, no.
Even my friend, I'm good. I can't even smoke weed. I'm too old. I'm just kidding. yeah, even like my friends I know who sell lean, I'm still kind of like confused on how they get it with any sort of regularity.
Nah, yeah, it's
impressive.
Man. It is what it is.
You got to be like a modern day fucking superhero
exactly.
to find
it is
out
what
about
it. Is.
All right, OGZ, you want to give us an introduction here?
OGZ, Young OGZ, the Sprite remixer, you know who the fuck it is.
K-Roll Captain.
I just really came from selling drugs, skating around, tagging, doing all types of fun shit, you feel me? Living. Yeah.
And you're not white.
No, I'm not white.
That's everybody's question about you.
Nah, yeah,
why is the white kid say the N-word?
Yeah, nah, everyone be confusing me with a white boy. I'm not white.
Yeah, people don't understand because they ain't from California. They don't know. Exactly. It's a thin line.
Yeah. You barely speak Spanish.
Like, it's a thin line between says the N-word and doesn't say the N-word legally. Yeah. All right, next introduction.
What up? It's Kato, Master Kato, the Bitcoin Bandit. yeah, man. I'm from Chicago. I moved out here like 12 years ago. I met this nigga OGs at fucking Rock the Bells.
Oh yeah, one of my niggas from my crew introduced me to him.
Yeah, this nigga Free for Show. Free for Show introduced me to him. And ever since then we was cool.
Shit.
Like we've been kicking shit. And then I just joined Shoreline, like, you know what I'm saying? This nigga brought me on. Yeah.
How does that work at this point? Like how big is the official crew? Because you got like 50,000 dudes out here right now.
It's us rapping. Rob, Kato, Phoenix, Boogie, and then everyone else is just gang. Everyone from the same crews. We either from the same tagging crews or, you know, feel me? Just everyone gangbang, do something.
Amazing. Exactly. All right, final introduction.
Y'all well connected.
Bitch, I'm Rob Vicious. Big Vicious. Y'all got a stick in it.
So how'd you become associated?
Shit.
How'd you get put on?
Motherfucking, this nigga OGZ started following me back like when I first started like thinking about rapping. And I linked up with Phoenix and shit. It's just been gang ever since, for real.
We were living over there. I moved out there. I had like, my girlfriend was pregnant, so I was living out there. Okay. My ex-girlfriend at the time. Yeah, my baby mama type shit.
Mm-hmm.
We was kicking it tough back then. It's like around the corner. We was making music like, every day type shit. And then that's basically how it came about, him joining the group and shit.
Can you take me through what it was like being graffiti kids like in L.A. at that time?
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy, fun. Man. Just fighting, getting hit with bottles, getting
that
stabbed.
That shit, honestly, like gangbanging in some like, sort of way. That shit is.
Yeah, it's like, it's gangbanging for beginners.
Yeah.
That shit's on, you know? Like,
everyone that does graffiti in L.A. is definitely has a family gangbanging background. Yeah. Shit like
it's
that.
Like the nicer version of it. You know, it's like you might not have to kill somebody. You just run around write your name on some shit.
Nah, but
that's
niggas
get
killed.
Oh, yeah. It's a crazy. I mean, really, when you think about it, the people who do graffiti a lot of times are the most fucked up people, period, because they're completely, like, their whole passion is something that's secretive that they can't really tell anybody besides a little friendship group, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you guys still tag and shit? You get away from it?
I know niggas see me. Niggas see my name.
Me, though, I was just in that shit, like, some high school shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
Yeah, I'm probably the only one that,
But this nigga nice, he nice.
From the
he,
rapper he, niggas, I'm probably the only one that still, like, catch tag here and there. Yeah, and then all my other homies from Shoreline.
Yeah. Right, shit fire. He did the little hairstyle
on the mixtape cover.
Oh, okay, that shit is hard.
You see, did you get what the mixtape cover was? It was a script.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
So I did the little hairstyle, and then I wrote, like, what you would write to get some lean.
How'd you get a blank script?
Nothing. It's regular.
My nigga Ron had to change the hospital it came from too. We changed it to put a Shoreline whatever the fuck the hospital was.
Like
we changed the actual hospital.
That's tight.
Medicinals.
All right. So, but so when you guys officially started hanging out, you guys, were you selling drugs when you started hanging out, or like?
Yeah. I've always that was always a thing to do.
What was your upbringing like that got you into that?
My dad used to sell drugs.
And you knew about it as a kid?
Yeah. But my dad got locked up for like a real long time. And
at what age?
I was probably like 8, maybe, if I'm correct. And then I probably didn't see him again until I was like 14, 15.
Uh-huh.
And then he came back into my life and shit. And he was like trying to tell me what to do and shit. I'm like, bro, I don't even know you really. Like, I ain't grow up with you. So, me and him never got too close. And then like a few years ago, maybe when I was like 17, 18, he got another case and he got deported because he had too many cases.
Holy shit.
So he's back in Mexico.
Whoa. So you were born here, though?
Yeah, I was born here. My mom wasn't born here either. She came here when she was like 13, 14.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, so
Phoenix? And my mom a hustler. I got it from her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me what? Like my upbringing type shit?
Yeah, like what kind of upbringing?
Shit, man. Like I was with my pops and shit mainly. Like I grew up with my mom when I was like younger and shit. But like she kind of fell out the picture on some other shit. Like when I was probably about like 5, 6, then I just lived with my pops for the main, moved up here in like second grade, and just went to school up here and shit. Fucking high school came and I was just like, nah, niggas just wasn't feeling it, man. I just wasn't going to school and shit, uh-huh. Occupied with other shit, that just fucking around.
Right, just and shit. You had to figure out how to make a living when you were young, or were you just bad, getting in trouble for no reason?
Yeah. I mean, niggas never really was like getting money in high school until like, you know, probably like around 2 years after, a couple years after, you feel me, niggas just got on some money shit. Like, feel me, had to get shit cracking. So we doing it the right way, getting it done.
So when did rapping become part of the picture?
Man, like,
that shit was random.
Yeah.
I made a song, and really, the song I made, like, I was like fresh out of high school. He was still in high school. And I was just talking about all the crews and shit. I literally made a song with the name of every person in the crew I was in.
Oh, okay.
And then Phoenix was like, "What, you rap?" I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm trying. I just recorded straight off a laptop, like talking into a laptop." And then he's like, "Well, let's do a song." And then I got a mic. Me and him did one song, and everyone was really fucking with it. So we just kept it going from there.
That shit was going crazy. We were tripping out.
It was like 100 plays in like a week, and we was like, "Oh, yeah. We on." It's over. We about to be famous.
That's funny though. 100 plays feels like a lot when you're in that position,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember when we got our first 1,000 in like a month. I was like, "Ooh."
Yeah, I was like, "Man, this shit over with. We taking off." I was like, "It's right here."
Yeah, we just been rapping ever since.
You guys were just grinding for years though before you experienced like real success.
We was building our fan base slowly, so I feel like our fan base is like really loyal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like it's insane the extent to which I've just heard about you from the fans over the years. Like it's been ridiculous. Like when I realized how you guys actually hadn't really been like popping off for that long, I was like, damn, I've been hearing about them since fucking day one because the fans are so passionate about it, you know?
Yeah. You're putting everyone on.
Yeah, so what was the song? Was it Musty? Was the first big song that started to blow up?
There we go.
How'd that happen?
The beat shout out Ron on the producer. Most
it happened. Okay. It really happened through fans because we have no cosigns. No, we ain't never dick rolled nobody. Nobody ever give us a shout out. Like it just happened on its own. Mm-hmm. It's just blowing up on its own.
I seen the video. I was just like, these niggas hard. Yeah. I was like, let's work.
Yeah, the video is crazy. But that was the first song that got any kind of attention. Was that your first video?
That wasn't our first. It was like our third video, but the other videos we like never took our time with them. It was just some random kicking in the backyard or some shit.
So I
took them motherfuckers down. I was like, "That's weak." That video wasn't anything extra, really, either. I'm pretty sure the song is what made it what it is.
Yeah, it's just the song.
That video was just a chilling.
Yeah. Who are you guys like influenced by, and why do you think you make the kind of music that you do?
I'm definitely influenced by a lot of
shit.
People.
I feel like every we make all I feel types like of music. Yeah, we
36 make all Mafia. Let me see. Off top, Future, he make bangers all day.
Hell yeah, Future for sure.
I'll tell you, I fuck with so much music, bro. Like, I just feel like I get influence from everywhere. So I feel like we talk a lot of shit that other rappers will talk just on West Coast beats. So I feel like that's what's the only difference. You feel me? I don't think there's ever been any other West Coast artist that does shit like this on these beats.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, there is such a crazy history of, like, West Coast hip-hop, like street rap in particular, but I feel like you guys kind of are representing, like, a different side of that.
Yeah, it's like rowdy kids just growing up. It's like every other kid in
that's
LA.
That's why people fuck with you guys,
Yeah, exactly. The kids love it, bro. They love it. They eat that shit up.
Because a lot of times gangster rappers in LA want to act super grown.
Everybody try to be so hard. We just do it. We just regular.
It's regular, right?
Niggas be getting mad at us because we just keep it so G. You
look around, some. I don't know why. Kick a gang deep. There's a bunch of us, a bunch of young niggas.
Yeah, just young niggas.
Yeah, you guys are all fucking deep though. We got a crazy ass crew of motherfuckers out here. Oh, it's so multicultural though. That's like the craziest thing about y'all.
Everyone from regular in LA.
It's regular in LA. Yeah, but people don't think that.
Blacks, Asians, everything.
Because niggas go to
Armenians.
Niggas just go to school and shit. Niggas meet people like that. You feel me?
In LA, the schools be having all types of races.
Yeah, it's not like it's just one race.
But do you think that they like get along, or do they just have to be around each other? I didn't go to high school out here, so I don't know.
Be getting along.
Yeah.
You just get in where you fit in for real.
Like, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's one thing. I think that's probably another thing that makes people attracted to what you guys have going on, because it just feels like a very real, authentic. It kind of reminds me of more like a street version of like when Odd Future came out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a little bit more gritty, a little bit more. But like, that was why they popped off so crazy, is because they really represented like, oh, this is what it's like to be like a kid who skateboards and hangs out in himself, LA. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I said music definitely different though, I would say.
Oh, hell yeah. 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 That's why I'm interested. What are your influences in terms of why you make the kind of music?
Man, when I started rapping, I was this, 3-6 Mafia, Future. When I was younger, I was listening to like Bone Thugs and Harmony when I was like in middle school and shit. Man. Gucci early on, and then like Joel Santana, all that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely Dipset. This nigga Dipset heavy too. When I first met him, like, you know, we was just on like the same type shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that, even though it seems like it, a bunch of kids in LA don't have the same interests, like, mm-hmm. say music wise.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm probably like one of the only kids that went to my high school that it was into shit like I was, you feel me? They're not really into like real, I guess if it's not like real mainstream, like on the radio and shit, they're not into that.
People forget that like to be a real like hardcore rap fan is like a different thing than to just like listen to rap on the radio or some shit. You know, I know so many people that listen to rap, but it's like, you know, they put on like the Rap Caviar playlist on Spotify and they don't really ever think about it. And it's weird to think that person is listening to somebody talk about selling drugs and shit all day and he don't even know that he's not thinking about that. He just likes the beats and shit.
About the most grimiest shit, the motherfuckers don't even know. Like, damn,
yeah,
you know, bro, talking about.
And I'm like too conscious of it. I'd be listening to like a 21 Savage song in the mall, and I'm like, I can't believe they're allowed to play this shit. You know, it's like this shit is really offensive. Yeah. Anyway, so when did you guys become complete and total lean heads? Let's talk about that, because that's what you guys fucking taught. You guys have put me on a lot of game with the lean shit.
When script busting became a habit.
Oh, okay. How do you bust a script anyway? I need to figure that out before I can fully get on the game.
Your doctor write it for you. You know, you sick, you got a cough, you got to take, I think, like 2 to 4 teaspoons every hour.
Shit, I don't know nothing about it.
Y'all ever had ACK?
Hell yeah, we just had some ACK the other day.
Really?
Last week.
Where's that shit come from?
Random places, you gotta find it. Your grandma's medicine gold, cabinet. Man. Hey, yeah. Great grandma might have some. Check her cabinets and DM me if you find it.
Oh, God, I got you.
I got you.
Shout out Frankie Danks, though.
Shout out Frankie.
Shout out nigga Frankie Danks. He the juice, man.
He keep us posed.
So, you guys don't remember, but legend has it that like Justin Bieber like overdosed on ACK, and that's why it got taken away. You guys are gonna do the same thing.
He fucked it up for us. Oh, God. He fucked everything up, bro.
It's because
I hope you hear this.
He too, he way too mainstream to be doing shit like that. Exactly. And his audience is like Disney Channel kids. So for him to be coming out sipping lean is too, it's all bad.
Certain people just shouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah.
You gotta pretend
someone
it's wine.
Took that shit out his hand.
Exactly.
That's good. You guys ever get served some fake lean?
Never buy a fake lean. Come on now.
Yeah. You ever serve somebody some fake lean?
Yeah.
Okay, finesse. Let's hear about it. How you do this? How you pull it off? You screw a hole in the bottom? I've seen somebody do that one time.
Doctor right here.
You know what I'm saying? You got to jig them for them pipes because they ain't going to know who sealed them, you feel me?
Okay.
I hit him with the K-Ro and mess it with the Z-Quil.
You feel me? Every once in a while, if I feel good, you know what I'm saying, I might throw a little Xanax in that motherfucker.
Oh. Wait a minute. Wait, so how's this work? You take the fucking fake lean and throw a Xan in?
Man, bro, it's so many ways to get money, man.
Okay, put me on, man. I got to make some money. What's up?
All right, so look, check this out. I ain't going to give you the recipe.
I need the whole thing, bro.
Nah, man. Because I got that straight drop, dude.
I'm going to call you. We got to get your number in the mic.
My doctor hooked me up. Like, nah, that's that Rod Vicious special, boy.
Rod Vicious remix.
That's that re-rock.
Hey, shout out everybody that bought that fake link for me, though. I love you. You pay my bills. Oh, God.
That's crazy. Do people ever try to buy drugs with fake money, too? Because my friend had a broken collarbone yesterday. He's like, a dude tried to give me $700 in fake hundreds for a quarter pound, and then I had to chase after him. I broke my collarbone.
I seen homies get hit.
Oh, beat the shit out you.
Yeah?
I've got like a fake 20 before.
Really? I got a fake 10 one time. Crazy. 7-Eleven knew. The lady at 7-Eleven was like, nah, get this away from me.
You know what's funny? That another drug dealer pointed it out to me. I was buying some shit from him. Mm. Like getting a little re-up. He's like, yo, this is a fake 20. I'm like, what?
Well, I'd be pissed about getting the fake 100 because the hundreds is what they actually check, you know?
I got a fake 100. Yeah, I don't know how I got it. I took that shit to a 99 cent store and just, I think I knew one of the bitches working there, so.
That's what I need.
In there, I said, hey, this shit fake.
I need a counterfeiter on here, but wear a mask and all that shit.
I'd have been here.
I mean, we talk to a lot of people who like do drugs or sell drugs, but what about counterfeiting? That could be a lot more lit, don't you think?
That's federal.
Too deep. A lot of this shit is federal, I'm assuming.
Don't even play with that shit.
No, I shouldn't do that?
Don't even play with that man like that.
I was thinking about making a video where I mailed a pound to the East Coast, too.
Oh, you tripping.
You don't think? Because no matter what, they're not going to be able to prove I really did it.
Oh, what?
Oh, you know, I'm getting kicked out of my building for the whole Fox News segment.
You got kicked out for it?
They were not having it. They're like, guns, drugs in the building?
I guess that's a good point, though, actually.
They had video of, like, inside, like, type shit. That shit's on some crazy shit. Yeah.
They mad.
Wow. So the apartment came to you. So what do you have to do? You got to just get a new apartment and hope they never figure out who you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's fucking foul, man.
That is foul.
I feel bad for you on that, hey, on that front.
Hey, we about to blow up, though. So
but it's not major.
Not major.
Not major. Do you feel like you're under surveillance at this point? I heard you were.
Shit, I might be.
You getting paranoid now, or have you seen, like, actual evidence?
Nah, I mean, I'm kicking shit, so I'm not doing nothing too crazy. I'm not doing nothing wild.
Show money.
So I don't even give a fuck if they watching me right now. We doing our rap shit.
We ain't doing nothing.
We rappers, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You feel me?
We just rap.
You guys had, like, a sold-out show in the OC this weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was our first headlining show. Sold out. Went stupid. That show was crazy. Came out off the Molly. That shit peaked right when I walked out. Everyone had their phones out, so my eyes were just going crazy. I couldn't see anyone's face. I just seen lights. I was like, oh, bro. It was fun.
You were on the Molly too?
Hell yeah.
Every single nigga with us.
Every single person was on the Molly.
Everybody around us, squad, gang, all that.
See, people probably think that's not as common as it is.
No.
I know a handful of rappers do that. That's the way they get through a show.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm not saying that's like what we do every show, but this time it was just like, what's up?
It's a big show. Why not enjoy it more?
Exactly.
Not even that. It was like, I guess, fuck it. Yeah, we're there, so we did it.
You guys take Molly, like, by the pill, though? Because, like, last time I took a Molly, me and my girl, we got so fucked up, I had to go home right away and fuck her because I was turning into, like, a monster. I couldn't stop grabbing at her and shit.
That pill shit.
That happens.
It'd be like that.
Oh God!
I ain't swallowing
caps.
So.
I be weighing up and capping my own Molly. I don't trust other people. Yeah, doses, none of that shit.
Yeah, no.
Molly's a secret though, bro. I know if I give my girl a Molly, not get slipper, but like say you want to take this, that we could get into some thotty shit. You know, we go to the club. We're gonna be leaving with some girls because she's gonna be all motivated off the Molly. You know,
yeah.
I ain't even had to bust this trick out in a few months. It's been a while.
Crazy.
Put Molly out of her dream.
She didn't even know it.
That's what I started thinking about right away. I'm like, no, she knows it.
First thing I thought about that nigga.
Okay. I don't know. That's a weird lyric, though. Like, put a Molly in a girl's drink. She's probably just going to be weirded out. Like, what the fuck is happening to me?
She's going to be rolling. Yeah. Like, how am I rolling?
Yeah. She ain't going to fuck you.
It's not like you black out. It's not like you black out off of Molly. She's going to be like, what the fuck is going on? I'm rolling.
That's why it was so weird.
The first time I did Molly, nigga, was retarded.
Good. Amazing. You guys fuck with the Zans and everything too, or what?
OTX off the Zans, gang.
I'm straight on
the Zans.
That's one of my crews right there, OTX.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Off the Zan gang, gang.
You do drugs when you're doing graffiti missions?
I feel like everyone pretty much does. That's how you be catching some crazy ass shit. You just be drugged out, like,
look at it the next
no one's gonna stop me right now.
That's probably how motherfuckers are dying, falling off freeways and shit.
I got up, I'm full.
Wait, so is the whole graffiti scene out here Mexican?
No.
He just goes straight into the accent.
I don't tag, but it's like...
Nah, I feel.
It's a lot, but it's some black taggers out there, though.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. My nigga Rackham, being dub, you know. Shout out my nigga
Rackham. Most of the time, fool, they're like, damn.
My nigga Retro.
That's Shout out Retro.
Shout out all those fools, dog.
You guys feel like you get a lot of love like in LA from the streets, or you feel like you still got online love?
We get a lot of streets, man.
Yeah, fuck all that internet. We got a lot of like motherfuckers that fuck.
It's because LA, everyone's really well connected. So if someone fucks with you, then you know each other some type of way. Everyone fucks with each other.
You feel me? Like people, niggas talk and shit. You feel me? People think it's some shit, but it's really not. And people like people fuck with us in the end result. You feel me?
Yeah, people fuck with us because a lot of people do know us, so they know that.
They know what you do.
That is the fucked up thing about you guys is that your numbers online don't reflect the crazy ass numbers on YouTube and the crazy ass number in your shows. You know, like you guys have a real like actual fan base in the streets.
That's all like brand new. The views, all the attention is really brand new. Like we've been like I've said. We've been putting out music for a couple of years, you feel me? So like,
when did Musty really start blowing up? How long ago?
Right after Musty. Literally,
what was that, a year ago?
It's only been out for like since March, maybe.
Yeah.
So it started blowing up like maybe 3 months after dropping it. It hit a million on SoundCloud. We was tripping. That was our first million.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seemed like nothing.
So when it was getting to the million, I was like, oh, we got to do a video. We did the video. It hit the million probably once the video dropped. And then the video started getting stupid views. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah, man, that's fun. Like your first million on video, that's just like some real life shit. Like, shit, oh damn, crazy. This is not a joke at all. Yeah, like, this is a real thing.
That shit got a quarter mil just this week.
Yeah, that's insane.
The numbers on SoundCloud going stupid.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Just looking at that shit going crazy right now.
That's crazy. The reactions to the Lean story though, have you like felt like a ton of people came out of the woodwork talking to you guys about this and shit or not?
Man, it's really not even that big. It's not even a big deal like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what. I feel like that shit just. I don't know. Fox just gave us a little shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's like academics giving you a shout out. Worldstar giving you a shout out.
I think Fox fucks with my music. The staff over there, and they're like, "Yo, let's put them on."
They probably do. You know, you made a good point. You're saying. Oh yeah,
it was a nice little shout out.
Now you made a good point though about just how a lot of people know you guys and fuck with you guys, because it's my OG TK over here has been showing me love since day one that you guys been messing with him.
Shout out TK and Picasso.
Yeah, how'd you meet those guys?
We met. He manages Ron Ron, so he reached.
Yeah. Them niggas took that beat.
TK, get over here. You want to talk into the mic? Give us a little description.
TK was trying to press. He like, who took my nigga beat?
Look, this is what happened. So I got with Ron Ron, and I'm like, nigga, what you got? They got numbers. So he shout out to the Sting team. We going through everything that we doing. Whoop whoop. And then he said, hey, I fuck with these kids. And he gave it to me. And me and Picasso, we was like, what the fuck?
These niggas going crazy.
I was like, this shit is insane. I'm like, do you fuck with these niggas? He like, yeah. And so then I hit OGZ up. So I FaceTime OGZ. And I don't know if I was like, hey, nigga, whoop, whoop, whoop. And he was like, fuck that. And he hit me back. I'm like, hit me back the next day. He hit me back. So I hit Ron Ron like, Ron Ron, what's up with your boy? And he like, shit, I'm going to hit him. So he hit him back.
FaceTimed
him when I was in the studio and shit. We pulled up on him and I seen it was real. Because one of the things I do want to say that's going to fuck America up in about 6 months is that everything started in California, good and bad. Crack, carjacking, gangs. Everything for the last 30 years started in Cali. Graffiti, the type of graffiti we on, everything started in LA. So it hasn't been motherfuckers like this from rap, like in rap. Like when you talk about Our Future, at the end of the day, Our Future was still assimilating to like, they was trying to bring like urban kids into skateboarding and just shit like that. This is not it, man. Like it's 50 motherfuckers in the back. So like I said, getting off a tour bus in Nebraska, getting off a tour bus in Detroit, like I'm in tune with the streets. So I'm talking to my niggas in Detroit. I'm talking to niggas in Brooklyn, and it's gonna be crazy. So it all started with Ron Ron and them just having what they was doing. I just had to shout that out because them niggas stole a beat and it created a whole wave. So that just should show them how the shit works. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Shout out TK and P.
It was two beats. Bottle Service, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, word.
We did both Musty and Bottle Service the same day.
The same night. Yeah, the same night.
But you just put out the video for Bottle Service.
Yeah.
That shit is fire. It's got all the crazy ass hood cameos.
Yeah.
You got Dub in there, like playing a lean dealer, which must have been really hard for him. I don't know what that was. It must have been really hard for him. I don't know how I didn't know he was an actor.
Yeah.
Shout out Voice, though. Voice. get down.
Whose idea was it to do the lean in the champagne bottle? Has that really happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
That was my nigga Tony. Shout out my nigga Tony.
Real bottles, man. Niggas put money into that shit.
Oh, yeah. I spent, we spent.
What did I spend? Like $1,000 on space.
Around $2,000 for alcohol that day just to pour it out. Not one sip of alcohol was
shit was
taken.
Supposed to be in like a nice ass crib.
We got a nice crib for the video and we got kicked out.
What for?
Nothing. Shit, the way we look. They walked in, looked at us, and was like, nah.
They came back type shit. Like, you feel me? Like, to check on the crib. And then, like,
it was
we was
like 100 niggas in that motherfucker. Yeah, it was like,
oh, my God.
Y'all gotta get the fuck up out of here.
That's so crazy.
We was trying to stay up in there, though. We was on the phone trying to work it out. Because, like, they was like, yeah, we had already paid type shit.
That's crazy. I feel like if you're going to Airbnb out your house in L.A., you got to be expecting some rappers to show up from time to time, right?
Hell yeah.
Especially in the crib we was in on my mama, bro.
That's all people are doing in Airbnbs. I bet they wouldn't even have Airbnb out here if it wasn't for that.
What else is the point of getting an Airbnb?
That was like the first idea for the video, but fuck it. That shit still came out far.
We ended up doing it in the donut shop.
We did it in the donut shop.
And that was the first thing I said. I was like, they got a permit for that? They're like, nah, they just took it over.
Nah, 50 niggas in the donut shop.
Nah, they fuck with us at the donut shop.
Oh, they fuck with you?
Yeah.
I thought there was like a really, really upset Korean lady standing back there.
The Korean homie was in the back smoking.
Oh, okay.
In the back, you can't see him.
Shoreline got the juice, man.
Yeah.
That's fire, yeah.
He was happy as hell. He probably sold a lot of donuts that day.
Hey, if the donut shop fucks with you, then the streets really do love you. So, yeah.
That's what he's saying.
That's crazy. See, TK, when he wrote down the description you guys before, he wrote, multi-ethnic unit from East Hollywood slums, the low-rent apartment section, the Mexican and Armenian hoods of Western until you get to Silver Lake.
Saying a little Armenia.
Yeah. So explain the Armenian culture to the people out there, because my girl's Armenian. She always told me, like, don't ever say anything about them because they'll kill you.
Yeah, no, the whole Armenians are really close. Shout out all my oppas.
Yeah, for real.
It's two of my Armenian homies out here from Shoreline. They right outside. OV.
Shout out OV.
They really close. You know, every Armenian, almost, I don't know about every, but pretty much every Armenian in LA is listening to us right now because of my homies.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a tight knit community. Like, everyone knows each other and it's like really family oriented. Yeah. So, if someone fucks with something, everyone fucks with something. Everywhere I go, I'll be running into Armenians that be fucking with my music. That shit crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be driving around. Everybody be bumping that shit, but like, I'll just be driving around. I'll be hearing that shit in cars and shit.
Yeah, especially since that new tape came out. I've been banging that. That's just wild.
I was picking my mom's up from her crib yesterday, and I parked, and someone passes right by me playing the tape. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
Does your parents understand, like, how popular you guys are yet?
I haven't seen my dad or mom, but my mom just started seeing everything going on. She like, what? She like, this what you been doing?
My mom think I'm fucking still doing drugs. She think all my niggas like do drugs is gangbangers.
Nah, my mom fuck with the whole movement though. She love it.
My mom supports everything I do.
You think your mom understands lean? She knows what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
One time I was sick, she like, how you so sick? All you do is drink cough syrup.
Your mom, we should record at his mom's crib. That's what we made most of the first song.
Oh yeah, that's what we started recording at my mom's crib. My mom had bought a crib, yeah. And we would just drive out there, and that's where we started recording. That was the only place we had to go.
You got to send her the footage of the shows, though, because I feel like
I sent it to her, bro, and she was just amazed. Yeah, she's happy as fuck.
Yeah, that's what changed my mom.
She really believing in me.
It must be such a weird thing for a parent to go from thinking their kid is just doing drugs and making art about doing drugs.
Yeah, you feel me? Exactly.
It's a thin line.
My mom thought I was a fucking train wreck a few years ago, you feel me? I mean, I planned this all in my head. I had this all figured out.
Yeah,
I knew
like
this was going to happen.
From the beginning when we started it for a reason. Like, you know.
She just had to hang through it.
Right. Yeah, so when you really think about what the purpose is in you guys creating music, do you feel like you're speaking on behalf of your community? Do you feel like you just have something you have to say?
I feel like it's millions of kids just like us. You feel me?
Yeah.
Millions of them.
Everywhere. Not just here. I feel like it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, every kid doing the same shit, turning up the same way.
You just want to do drugs and turn up. You feel me?
That is what it is to be a kid these days, apparently.
It is.
Yeah, there's so much fucked up shit going on in the world that I feel like, you know, kids just want to smoke blunts and fucking get fucked up because they just feel like, what the fuck else am I going
to
do?
Good ass music that make you feel like you that nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying, I wouldn't like encourage that on nobody, but like,
What would you say to like a young fan who was telling you like, "Oh, I'm about to start doing lean because you guys"? And if say there's that one rare moment,
be able to get it. So.
Yeah, for
and
real.
You can't afford it. So you can't afford it. You can't get it. So don't do it.
Don't even do it.
Yeah. Don't do it. Yeah.
For what? Negative. For what? Fuck your life up. For what?
You got any friends who stay away from it completely?
Yeah, I got a few friends.
Lots of them, or a few of them.
A few.
Because crazy, we got a homie who work out like every day and shit. He be pouring.
No drugs.
Really?
But he be off the Molly time to time. Molly rocking.
Yeah, those workout dudes love Molly.
Okay.
I'm going to the gym every day.
One of my homies, Chris.
Yeah,
and he pulled up every night.
He pulled
every
up night. Every night. Hit the gym daytime, pulled up at night.
He inspired me.
He made me want to hit the gym and hit the double cup.
Yeah, that too.
I got a personal trainer, and it's like, I'll be fucked up the night before and then doing it, and it's like so much harder working out, but you're like beating the hangover out of yourself when you're lifting weights or whatever.
I give it up to people who can do that shit, man. I can't, man.
I give it up to you guys for being able to do all those drugs and still be able to fucking walk around and function, because I don't know if I can handle all that. I drink a line and a half and I'm gone for a week.
I just be sipping sometimes. I'm just smoking weed. That's about it.
Yeah.
Back then, hell yeah. Like, high school, hella bars, everybody, nice, though.
Oh, you stay away from them now? Definitely. I feel like Xanax has got to be the most popular thing in the fucking world with these kids.
That shit is so bad.
Yeah, that shit, out of nowhere. That was crazy.
I would not recommend Xanax.
I know a bunch of my homies got locked up.
Hey, but it's still OTX,
though,
you feel me? It's still OTX.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Free Foster.
But I don't recommend it to nobody. Stupid ass.
I know, because I'll be listening to all the songs that the kids send in and everything, and it's like every fucking song's got a bunch of bars about Zans. I'm like, where is this coming from? Y'all need to chill.
Y'all don't do them.
Stay away, children. Yeah, I want to ask, like, who you guys respect in, like, the rap game, period, and in the rap game in L.A.?
Shout out Stink Team for sure.
Yeah, those are your boys, huh?
Stink Team, nigga.
Shout out Ron Ron and Hit Mob.
Hit Mob
shit.
Oh, Hit
Mob. I fuck with a lot of people.
Yeah,
bro.
I fuck
like,
a lot of people.
Go through,
too, yeah.
Y'all want to hear good music? Go through my SoundCloud. Yeah,
exactly. You'll find it all right
amazing
there.
Music.
We ain't haters. We like a lot of shit.
I mean, outside,
I listen to almost anyone you could think of. Yeah. Love Foe, Drug Rich, Hood Rich.
Hood Rich probably the one for sure. Drug Rich press on them for sure.
The money, go where I go.
Yeah. Smoking on gelato.
I just knew you guys would know that. Yo, yeah, that's cool. You said Drug Rich before Hood Rich. That's very straight to the...
That nigga pays so heck hard.
Yeah, they are hard as fuck. I felt kind of bad because when I did that Hood Rich interview, he had Peso with him and I didn't know about him yet, and it's like
Peso so hard.
It's always weird when
I
you ask somebody
to
Peso
for
name.
The longest.
Yeah,
and so it blows my mind when people don't know rappers that are that good, bro. Mm. Like a lot of people in LA, like if I put them on Left Foe, they like, "What's this?" I'm like, "Bro, this nigga so hard." I'm like, "How you never heard about this?" It's
ridiculous.
But
you're like a real rap nerd.
Yeah, I really like background people too.
For real, yo.
I love that shit. I feel like if you don't know about niggas in the background, like if you don't know about certain people in my group that's like don't even rap,
you don't
really love the group, you feel me? You don't love their
like
shit, you don't love what they doing.
You don't know who Joshy Danko is outside of Frankie.
You feel me? They know the president, OTX.
The president himself. Fucking ass.
I always been like that. Like you don't want to just know about Cameron. You got to know about like the 10th least popular person in Dipset too. You know,
Free Max B.
That's a fact. Damn. If you could pour up with one hip hop celebrity, who would it be?
I don't know. It got to be.
Hold on. It got to be something crazy.
Gucci, bring him back to the dark side.
No, we can't do that to Gucci. Gucci living right now. I'm trying to get on his workout plan.
He might be that friend you were talking about who's still working out with Jermaine.
Shout out Gucci. I don't know, bro.
Future's the obvious one, right?
I mean, yeah, I was going to say that, but that's not too
Future's like made you do drugs more than anybody else probably because he's always just making it sound so good.
Yeah, Future do what he do. He do it right.
Future is the reason why all these kids are on Zans. Let's be real.
Future do it right.
He made it sound so fire.
I love that Future is so mainstream and so many people are listening to it. I'm like, this is crazy.
There's always songs like that. The All My Friends Are Dead shit or whatever. The Uzi thing. He's talking about, you know, he's talking about Zanies in the shit. And like people don't hear it. People don't notice it.
It's crazy. Yeah. I love that shit.
I like that too, yeah.
I'm trying to be that big. I want great. Everyone singing my lyrics like
hell, you know, some global shit.
You feel me?
That's an aspiration.
Hell yeah, we about to be everywhere. That's about to be everywhere.
What's the plan? What's the takeover? You just put out this mixtape.
Yeah. I just put out this mixtape. We're gonna let the streets do what it do, and it's gonna blow the fuck up. It's gonna take us where we need to be.
It's already going up as it is.
We got and then from there,
videos lined
up. Continue. We're gonna take over the world.
You guys all put out solo projects and shit, or people in the crew do from time to time?
Basically, we just drop singles. This is the first project we ever... Oh, no. These... Rob and Phoenix have put up a project together.
Right.
Little EP. But this was the first group...
He had another project, too.
Like, I always felt like I didn't want to put out a project until I was getting the buzz I needed. Right. I wanted the project to be appreciated. Yeah, I didn't want that shit to just... I feel like this project we just put out is going to get appreciation and need.
Yeah. Releasing it on like a platform like this is like way different.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hyped. I feel like this is like there's a lot of people in LA that really would fuck with you guys that just need to get put on. So I feel like this is going to be dope as fuck.
I feel like it's hundreds of thousands of people that would love what we're doing. They just need to listen to it.
Yeah,
totally. I don't know. And you guys are something about you where everybody's been hearing your name. It's just like now I think is the time where everybody's starting to really figure it out. It's like a real it's a weird time where everything's just sort of starting to lock into place, you know. And that's why I like doing these interviews like real early in somebody's career, because I feel like it, like not early, but like just to have it as the blueprint so that people who want to understand can kind of use that as their way in, you know.
I feel like by next year, like towards June, we gonna be big as fuck.
Yeah, we gonna be crazy big.
Yeah, all the signs are there.
Back at this, like, damn.
Man. You're gonna be looking at this, like, remember when we weren't sure if we were gonna blow up or not? Yeah, exactly.
No, we sure. We all sure. We gonna have
the buzz downs.
Maybe we'll have some more mics by then. We're gonna have the buzz downs.
Big buzz downs next year.
That's the goal. That's the only thing missing is the jewels.
I just want
an
Apple Watch.
Two on this wrist, one on this wrist.
I'm gonna get a buzz down Apple Watch.
You guys would be icy as fuck if you weren't spending all that money on lean.
Yeah, we do.
You'd be icy as hell if you weren't spending money on lean.
Chain right here from F and Co. You feel me? Got a little custom.
I was gonna ask, you're an Orioles fan?
Nah, I'm not an Orioles fan. I'm an OTX gang member. You dig?
Okay, I got you. Shit. Anything else we should cover? Anything that we need to get out there?
Go get that new mixtape ASAP.
Yeah, Shoreline. New mixtape, Shoreline, do that shit.
Produced by Ron Ron.
Shout out Ron Ron, Hit Mob, Stink Team, everyone that was there in the studio getting high with us as we was making it.
I need to be in that environment, man. I need to come through.
Ready, bro.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to document how crazy. Where are you guys be recording at?
We was recording at Run Run Studio.
Oh, okay.
In Torrance.
Shout out Torrance.
We about to go over there
tonight. Nah, fuck Torrance. I got locked up over there.
For real? At the studio? Or?
Nah. Trying to move. Like a few years ago.
Damn, that sucks. Shout out to Torrance, man. They got there's a flat rail in the parking lot at one of the schools there. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
You gotta go ride this flat rail. Actually, kind of whack for skating.
He used to drop hammers.
Actually, if you guys aren't skating at the moment, you probably wouldn't like it. But I guess you could sit on the rail and drink some lean and shit.
Smoke a blunt.
Smoke a blunt with the teachers.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you guys coming through. This was a dope interview. Any last minute shout outs? Are we good?
Shout out all my niggas, EU, OTX.
Shout out all the fans.
XOS.
Shout out everybody supporting. Big shout out TK.
BMW.
The producer.
Yes.
Free for show, free too big.
Who else?
Can't forget my nigga Picasso either.
You got a shout out Picasso.
Oh, yeah.
Picasso. Big shout out
Free Peter. Foster.
Free Foster.
Shout out 2900.
You did? We all my good people.
Shout out
Offer. Shout out my mom.
And my mom.
Oh, you got to shout out my mom.
Shout out my old ass white mother as well. My mom's definitely not watching this.
My mom's fucking trapping ass sister.
Your sister traps?
Shout out to fam.
What?
That's fire.
My sister, does she trap?
Trap harder than a lot of niggas out here.
I'm my mama. You know, she trap harder than motherfucking anybody I know,
Shout out to Park Pharmaceuticals.
I went to a party in Long Beach one time. I met this Asian girl, and she was all talking to me about being a blood and, like, shooting at somebody and shit. And I was so into it. Just some Asian bitch. I don't know. I was trying to fuck so bad when I found out that she had a gun and shit. I don't know if I believe her, but... I don't know. I just thought that sounded cool. I want to fuck a girl who's in a gang. Just so you know.
That's crazy.
Keep a ear to the streets.
Shit, good luck, man.
Hey, shit. It be like that. I'd be real, too.
Good
be crazy.
Luck to you. God bless
you. You guys probably do that on the regular.
Nah, not no gang banging, bitch. Get the fuck on, bitch. Get out of here. I ain't fucking with you. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. No Jumper.
Gang
coolest
shit.
Podcast in the world. Shit, find us a girl in a gang. Check us out on YouTube.
Cut a check, Par.
SoundCloud.
Cut a check. I got
iTunes.
Shout out Sprite. Hey, Sprite, you see it.
Gang, gang, gang.
Come on.
Gang.